I'm your narcissistic mother. Of course, I'm going to pretend to miss you. I'm going to say I feel so bad. I feel so lonely without you. I'm going to force you to come home so that I can control you even more. I'll try to manipulate you through my fake tears. I'll sigh and cry all the time just to make you feel guilty and create a sense of obligation so that you can come running to me and I get to control you more than ever. Of course, I'll punish you when you're back because I hate you for abandoning me. Deep down, I see you as my enemy, but because I can't express it openly, I will pretend to be the most loving mom and I will run massive smear campaigns against you only to tell people lies. I'll tell them you have left me. I'm your narcissistic mother. Of course, I'm going to say that never happened. I never said that. I don't remember saying that. You're making up things when I clearly remember what I said and what I did. I'll swear by you. I'll swear by God. I'll swear by my family. I'll say, may God destroy me if I ever said that. Just to convince you that you are losing it. You're nuts. You're making up things. You're hearing things. That is my gaslighting tactic, and I am doing that intentionally. Do you know why? Because I don't want to take responsibility for my actions. I don't want to acknowledge I'm wrong. I like being in control, and what gives me the most control over you? Being right always. After all, I am the mommy dearest. I'm the mother. I know better. How could I be wrong? I'm your narcissistic mother. I will cry about all the sacrifices I have ever made for you. I have created a mental list of everything that I have ever done. That were my responsibilities because I gave birth to you. It was my conscious choice. No, I'll make it all about you so that you feel like a burden. I will be the biggest martyr in everybody's eyes because I had to go through that motherhood period when every other mother does that. But no, every time you make a small mistake, I will pull up that list. And there I go, counting each thing. I'll talk about all the times I wiped your ass. I'll talk about the times I gave you a bath. I will talk about times I fed you. I carried you, which in reality is a shame because I shouldn't be talking about it, but I have to so that you feel such a burden. Don't think I'm a fool. I know what I'm doing. By counting these favors, I am terrorizing you intentionally. And the terror is all about being a bad child, being a disobedient child. I'll make you feel bad about your actions for having boundaries that every human being has a right to have. But no, you can't have any boundaries between us. I'm allowed to use you in whatever way I want to, which is why every single time I'll make sure to remind you of everything that I ever done so that you just comply. That's simple, isn't it? You make it complicated. I have to go through all of this revising the history because of you. Had you been more open to my commands and wishes, I would have never done that. Simple. Your time is mine, your money is mine. Your emotions are mine. Your body is mine. I come first in your life. Don't you understand that? And if you don't give any of that to me freely, I am going to take it away using three weapons: fear, obligation, and guilt. I'm your narcissistic mother. Nothing in this universe satisfies me more than you depending on me. I want you to depend on me. Do you know why? I will hate you later. I'll use it as ammo, as fuel, as a way to get you to be subservient. That is what this game is all about. I love it when you come to me for emotional support, which I pretend to offer. I love it when you ask me for money, which I hate giving you, but I give you anyways. And it's not that I want you to be okay. I want you to think I am the greatest mother ever. I'm so amazing to you. I'm so kind to you. So that when you later try to have a boundary or say no about anything or try to reject anything that I say, I'll guilt trip you. I love it when I see you crawling towards me as a baby, when you take my name, when you want me to be around you. And I pretend to love you as well. It's not that I love you. I love that premium gold supply that you're giving me because I am the Alpha and the Omega of your life. As my child, you depend on me for everything, for clothing you, feeding you, finances, every single need of yours. Am I not God in that way? Well, I won't say it ever, but let me tell you a secret. I think I am, especially for you. I'm your narcissistic mother. I am for sure going to destroy every single major day in your life, period. That's it. Your birthday, your anniversary, your marriage day, baby shower, gender reveal, anything. I am going to make it about me. I want to be the first person you serve simply because I am more important than you and yours. Your baby doesn't matter. Your spouse doesn't matter to me. Nobody does. What matters to me is the supply, is the attention and the place in your life. And I, as I said, I am the one who deserves to be in the seat number one. If you don't put me there, I am going to apply brute force. It's your fault, isn't it? Then you cry about the consequences. No, it's on you, not on me. I'm going to try everything in my capacity to destroy your relationship with your spouse because he or she is my enemy. Yeah, they have come into your life. Now they are my competition. You were created for me. I created you. I brought into this world. For what? To get into a relationship? Nah. You have to be there for me and only me. If you don't serve me, I'm going to apply sometimes over tactics and I'm going to throw temper tantrums. I'm going to rage. If that doesn't work, I'm going to sulk. And I'm going to create situations on purpose to make you think your spouse is hurting me or hurting a relationship so that you start hating them as well. I'll cry. I'll be sad all the time. I'll look sideways. I will stonewall them, stonewall you, only for one thing. That is to make myself the queen. I'm your mother. I'm always going to minimize every single thing by labeling it as I did my best as a mother. I did what I could. So what are you complaining about? Why are you such an ungrateful child? Why don't you have any compassion for my suffering? I had to suffer. Why don't you think about that? And in reality, I just should reflect. I should think about all the things that I have done to you. And I'll try to make it all about it. Well, I created who you are today. I made you independent. I will minimize the emotional neglect and abandonment I have put you through and turn it into something positive. Not about you. I'll make it about myself. But it's because of me. Yes, I did that. But see who you became today? As if the credit goes to me. You survived in reality, which I won't tell you that it's because of your resilience. I'll make it about myself. I'm a narcissistic mother. How else am I supposed to see you? I see you as my direct competition. I will always fight for your father's attention and think you are his second wife. That's why I will pretend to be in pain or I will pretend to be struggling whenever I see he's giving you his attention, whenever I see he is trying to love you, because I want all of that for myself. I feel envious. I feel jealous of that. I can't stand that. I always have to look better than you. I always have to be better than you because I am. You are getting in my way. You are an obstacle. I'm a narcissistic mother, and as my daughter, I don't want you to be in a good relationship. I have to destroy it for you because I can't have it, so can't you. I will first try to poison them against you. The person who is showing interest in you, is approaching you, is basically about to fall in love with you. I will tell lies. I will weave narratives. I'll create stories just to convince them you are a bad choice so that they leave you. If they are manipulatable, I will try to sleep with them. I'll steal them. I'll make them mine. Everything you have, your friends, your partners, your achievements, they are mine. You are showing resistance. It's your fault. I am going to take them away. That is my decision. Now, I am Danish, your coach, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this entire episode. I thought, why not do something different? So I pretended to be a narcissistic mother. Let me know how that helped you and what your feedback is, how I did. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.